大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Michelle 米歇尔。我们今天请到的嘉宾依然是环球雅思的口语老师雷世健老师。
大家好，我是雷世健。
老师好。
米歇尔好。
嗯，雷老师，您平时健不健身呢？怎么的，问到痛处了吗？感觉。健身的吧，我觉得应该是健身的。
Can I denial this question, please?
That means no. Denial means no.
Can I denial this question, please?
Yeah, sure, but we already know the answer. 说到健身呢，很多人这个 mountain biking 是吧？很多人do aerobic exercise 做有氧运动，都是健身的方式。其实今天这个健身不是主要的话题，真正的主要话题是helping people in need.
And there is this very good inspirational story you guys about to hear.
今天 TED Talk 当中的演讲嘉宾、
15
年以前16年以前他是纽约大学的终身教授，但是他辞职了以后回到了以色列，他是以色列人回到了以色列、开始 mountain biking、真的只是 mountain biking 吗？并不仅仅是 mountain biking、那他除了 mountain biking 还做些什么呢？我们来听一听。
Mountain biking in Israel is something that I do with great、passion and、commitment. And、when I'm on my bike, I feel that I connect with the、profound beauty of Israel. And I feel that I'm united with this country's history and biblical law. And also for me, biking is a matter of empowerment. When I reach...the summit of a steep mountain in the middle of nowhere, I feel young, invincible, eternal. It's as if I'm connecting with some legacy or with some energy、far greater than myself. You can see my fellow rider here at the beginning, at the end of the picture, looking at me with some、concern. Here's another picture of them. Unfortunately, I cannot show their faces, neither can I disclose their true names.And that's because my fellow riders are juvenile inmates, offenders, spending time in a correction facility about 20 minutes ride from here. Well, like everything in Israel. And I've been riding with these kids once a week, every Tuesday, rain or shine, for the last 4 years. And by now they became a very big part of my life. The story began 4 years ago.The correction facility where they're locked up happens to be right in the middle of one of my usual trips. And it's surrounded by barbed wires and electric gates and armed guards. So in one of these rides, I talked my way into the compound and went to see the warden. And I told the warden that I wanted to start a mountain biking club in this place and that basically I wanted to take the kids from here to there.And I told him, you know, let's find a way in which I'll be able to take out 10 kids once a week to ride with them somewhere in the country. And the warden was, you know, quite amused, and he told me, he thought that I was a nut. And he told me that, you know, this place is a correction facility. These guys are serious offenders. They are supposed to be locked up. They're supposed to be out at large. And yet, we began to talk about it, and one thing led to the other.And, you know, I can't see myself going into a state prison in New Jersey and making such a proposition. But this being Israel, the warden somehow made it happen. And so 2 months later, we found ourselves at large, myself, 10 juvenile inmates, and a wonderful fellow named Raz, who became a very good friend of mine and my partner in this project.And in the next few weeks, I had the、tremendous pleasure of introducing these kids to the world of total freedom. A world consisting of magnificent、vistas like these. Everything you see here is obviously in Israel. As well as、close encounters with all sorts of、small creatures coming in all sorts of sizes, colors, shapes, forms, and so on. In spite of all this splendor,The beginning was extremely frustrating. Every small obstacle, every slight uphill would cause these fellows to stop in their tracks and give up. So we had a lot of this going on. I found out that they had a very hard time dealing with frustration and difficulty. Not because they were physically unfit, but that's, you know, that's one reason why they ended up where they were. And I became increasingly more and more agitated because I was there not only to be with them, but also to write and create a team, and I didn't know what to do.
他并不是一个人在 mountain biking， 他提到了一群人，这个一群孩子在英文当中啊，他们叫做 juvenile offenders，
少年犯，
或者对，或者 juvenile inmates。
嗯，
我们都知道囚犯叫做 inmates， 嗯、
yeah.
也叫 prisoners， 也叫 inmates， 也叫 con，、yeah. 对吧
？Right，
那个之前有前科叫 ex con。Juvenile inmates 就是少年犯、未成年的服刑人员，他们这些人啊，其实我们生活当中可能接触他们接触的很少，甚至说就没有接触过、
yeah.
Because they are behind bars、
yeah.
They are behind walls. They are very far from us. But actually, if you get a chance to talk to them, they just want the life you have as much as you do. 他们其实是一群非常非常渴望社会接纳和社会信任的一群人，但是由于他们在年纪轻轻的时候，或是因为冲动，或是因为无知，做出了一些一失足成千古恨的事情，导致他们不得不在大墙后面生活那么一段时间。其实这个十几岁的孩子，甚至是二十岁出头的孩子，这段时间真是他们正在形成人格，形成价值观，应该接触社会的时候，他们反而无法接触社会、
yeah.
所以说他们思想成熟的范围也是非常局限的，他们接触到的人也非常局限，当他们真正再次步入这个社会的时候，他们其实非常的胆怯。 When I know that he is mountain biking with、mm-hmm. the inmates、
mm-hmm.
I just cannot help but have this respect for him、
mm.
Because you know, as an adult, educating children, educating teenagers,It's a very heavy responsibility.、
Yeah.
It's a very hard job to do.
Right.
Let alone these people, these kids, these teenagers, they're disturbed in some ways. They're troubled teenagers.、
Yeah.
And working with them requires extra patience, extra beliefs in them. Because,、
yeah.
you know, one word could really hurt them. They're fragile. No matter how、much they appear to be strong, appear to be、
inside.
Invisible, they are fragile.
Yeah.
Because they just wanted to have this strong bravado to make you think、that I'm okay.、
Yeah.
This is just a protection.
肃然起敬啊，这个工作确实要比教十个普通的孩子要难得多得多得多。
So very much difficult.
Yeah.
Now let me give you an example. We're going downhill in some rocky terrain, and the front tire of Alex...gets caught in one of these、crevasses here. So he crashes down and he gets slightly injured. But this does not prevent him from jumping up and then starting to jump up and down on his bike and curse violently. Then he throws his helmet in the air. His backpack goes ballistic in some other direction. And then he runs to the nearest tree and starts to break branches and throw rocks and curse like I've never heard. And you know, I'm juststanding there watching the scene with a complete disbelief、not knowing what to do、you know, I'm used to、algorithms and data structures and、super motivated student and、nothing in my background prepared me to deal with、raging violent、adolescents in the middle of nowhere. I have to realize that these incidents did not happen in convenient locationsYou know, they happen in places、like this, you know, in the、Judea Desert, 20 kilometers away from the nearest road. And what you don't see in this picture is that somewhere between these riders there, there's a teenager sitting on a rock and saying, I'm not moving from here, forget it. I've had it. Well, that's a problem because、one way or another, you have to get this guy moving because, you know, it's getting dark soon and dangerous.It took me several such incidents to figure out what I was supposed to do. At the beginning, it was a disaster. You know, I tried harsh words and threats, and it took me nowhere. You know, that's what they had all their lives. And at some point, I found out, when a kid like this gets into a fit, the best thing that you can possibly do is stay as close as you possible to this kid, which is difficult, because what you really want to do is go away. But that's what he had all his life, you know, people walking away from him.So what you have to do is stay close and try to reach in and pat his shoulder or give him a piece of chocolate. You know, so I would say, Alex, I know this is terribly difficult. Why don't you rest for a few minutes and then we'll go on. Go away, you maniac, psychopath. Why did you bring us to this goddamn place? And I would say, relax, Alex. here's a piece of chocolate. And I used to go, you have to understand that in these rides we are constantly hungry. And after the ride also. And who is this guy, Alex, to begin with? He's a 17-year-old. When he was 8, someone put him on a boat in Odessa and sent him, shipped him to Israel on his own. And he ended up in South Tel Aviv and did not have the good luck to be picked up by Karen Tal and roamed the streets and became a prominent gang member. And he spent the last 10 years of his life in two places only, the slums and the state prison, where he spent the last 2 years before he ended up sitting on this rock there. And so, you know, this kid was probably abused, abandoned, ignored, betrayed by almost every adult along the way. So for such a kid, when an adult that he learns to respect stays close to him and doesn't walk away from him in any situation, irrespective of how he behaves, it's a tremendous healing experience. It's an act of unconditional acceptance, you know, something that you never had. I want to say a few words about vision. When I started this program 4 years ago, I had this original plan of creating a team of winning underdogs. I had an image of Lance Armstrong in my mind. And it took me exactly 2 months of complete frustration to realize that this vision was misplaced. And that there was another vision, supremely more important and more readily available. It all of a sudden dawned on me in this project that the purpose of these rides should actually be to expose the kids to one thing only, love. Love to the country, to the uphill and the downhill, to all the incredible creatures that surround us, the animals, the plants, the insects. Love and respect to other fellow members in your team, in your biking team, and most importantly, love and respect to yourself, which is something that they badly miss. Together with the kids, I also went through a remarkable transformation. Now, I come from a cutthroat world of science and high technology. I used to think that reason and logic and relentless drive were the only ways to make things happen. And before I worked with the kids, you know, anything that I did with them, or anything that I did with myself was supposed to be perfect, ideal, optimal. But after working with them for some time, I discovered the great virtues of empathy and flexibility. And being able to start with some vision, and if the vision doesn't work, well, nothing happened. All you have to do is play with it, change it a little bit, and come up with something that does help, does work. So right now I feel more like, no, these are my principles. And if you don't like them, I have others. And
I've never lived with these kids.
Right.
I've never worked with them. I've never gone mountain biking with juvenile offenders.
Mm-hmm.
But I've talked to one of them.
You have?
Yes, I did. Talked to one of them. He is. He was 17 years old when he was locked up in a prison.
Yeah.
When I was talking to him, he's still in a prison. You know, for him, life is very, very small.
Yeah.
You see, for those kids, the reason for them to break the laws is either because they are not well educated at home.
Yeah.
Their families are treating them, either they spoil them,
sure,
or they neglect them,
yeah,
they ignore,
yeah,
them, or sometimes illiterate. They're not well educated, they cannot tell right from wrong, that leads to their misbehavior and then lead them to the prison. So they're in the prison while they're 17 years old with a bunch of other juvenile offenders who need help.
Mm.
But now a very good thing that the prison is doing is that they are including the power in the society to help them. They have job recruitment for them. So they,、
oh, okay.
they are companies in the society.
Alright.
Go into the prison and have this recruitment and see the resume of each kid, and they would sign a paper with the kids they have the intention to work with, to cooperate with. And then after the kids got out of the prison, they will have the interview and to have further communication to see if this kid is qualified for、
oh,
the job.、
Okay.
And I think this is a very good thing that they're doing because they really need help. But the truth is that for a lot of people, we cannot look at them as the way we look at people who have never been to the prison.
Yeah.
对于很多人来说，这些进过监狱的孩子确实是会戴上
有色
眼镜去看他们。当然我们也非常理解这样，因为我们没有接触过他们，我们觉得他们经历过这一段时期肯定是有一些原因。所以当他说到提到 Alex 这个例子的时候，他摔了一跤以后变得非常非常暴躁，这个、
哎、
这点我觉得我非常理解，因为他们性格当中确实会有一些极端的
因素的东西
因素存在，
对对对对对，
导致他们想问题的方式跟别人
不一样。
所以说他们会处理，尤其是处理，他说这个 I found out that they had a very hard time dealing with frustration and difficulties、
嗯、
他们处理挫折和失败的能力较差，因为他们真的非常需要社会的肯定，其实在内心当中他们是自卑的、
yeah.
所以他们会显得很强大，来希望赢得你的尊重，但是他们心里又知道这是一个很难的过程，所以在这个挣扎当中他们受挫折的可能也是巨大的。
所以这个工作对于男主人公来说就更加的困难，
尤其他一个人跟这些孩子相处的方式确实需要和其他的孩子有所不同，因为像这些孩子他们长期生活在监狱当中，对外界无法了解，因为他不能用手机，然后他们一出来的时候，那个人跟我说，我刚一出来的时候我看那苹果手机怎么一滑就开了、
啊、
就很多触屏的手机怎么一滑就开了，
对对对对，
还有那些感应水龙头，因为他们在监狱里面待的时间太长，他们不知道水龙头是感应的、
嗯、
就不敢去用、
嗯、
对，然后他们就只能去看别人，还有自动门他们也不知道，他们就很害怕。但是我们现在很多就是监狱当中，尤其对少年犯，他们是进行这种帮助教育，他们有一个这个成长辅导中心，会给他们提供不同的文化课，教他们画画、
嗯嗯、
甚至教他们美术，然后让他们在
尽量的去接触到外边，或者说让他们不要把
嗯，
人的一些本能的东西丢掉，对吧？
对，并且还会不断的给他们进行心理评估，为的就是让他们跟社会接轨的时候不会有一个太大的坎儿，不会有一个太大的障碍，
对对对，能够比较从心理上比较容易的去接受。
嗯，
要不然的话监狱里边也许表现不错，但出来以后说不定还会被这种飞速发展的社会所击退。
And one of these principles is focus. Before each ride, we sit together with the kids and we give them one word to think about during the ride. You have to focus their attention on something because so many things happen. So these are words like teamwork or endurance or even complicated concepts like resource allocation or perspective, a word that they don't understand. You know, perspective is one of these...critically important life coping strategies that mountain biking can really teach you. Now I tell kids, when they struggle through some uphill and feel like they cannot take it anymore, it really helps to ignore the immediate obstacles and raise your head and look around and see how the vista around you grows. It literally propels you upwards. That's what perspective is all about. Or you can also look back in time and realize,that you've already conquered steeper mountains before. And that's how they develop self-esteem. Now, let me give an example of how it works. You stand with your bike at the beginning of February. It's very cold, and you stand in one of these rainy days, and it's drizzling, and it's cold and chilly. And you stand in let's say, Yokneam, and you look up the sky, and through a hole in the clouds, you see the monastery at the top of the Mukhaka. That's where you're supposed to climb now. And you say, there's no way that I can possibly get there. And yet, 2 hours later, you find yourself standing on the roof of this monastery, smeared with mud, blood, and sweat. And you look down at Yokneam. Everything is so small and tiny. And you say, hey, Alex, look at this parking lot where we started. It's that big.I can't believe that I did it. And that's the point when you start loving yourself. And so we talked about these special words that we teach them. And at the end of each ride, we sit together and share moments in which those special words of the day popped up and made a difference. And these discussions can be extremely inspiring. In one of them, one of the kids once said, You know, when we were riding on this bridge overlooking the Dead Sea, and he's talking about this spot here, I was reminded in the day when I left my village in Ethiopia and ran away together with my brother. We walked 120 kilometers until we reached Sudan. This was the first place where he got some water and supplies. And he goes on staying. Everyone looks at him like a hero, probably for the first time in his life. And he says, because I also have volunteers riding with me, adults, who are sitting there listening to him. And he says, and this was just the beginning of our ordeal until we ended up in Israel. And only now, he says, I'm beginning to understand where I am, and I actually like it. Now, I remember when he said it, I felt goosebumps on my body, because he said it overlooking the Moab Mountains here in the background. That's where Joshua descended and crossed the Jordan and led the people of Israel into the land of Canaan 3,000 years ago in this final leg of a journey from Africa. And so perspective and context and history play key roles in the way I plan my ride with the kids. We visit kibbutzim that were established by Holocaust survivors. We explore ruins of Palestinian villages, and we discuss how they became ruins. And we go through numerous remnants of Jewish settlements, Nabatic settlements, Canaanite settlements, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years old. And through this tapestry, which is the history of this country, the kids acquire what is probably the most important value in education. And that is the understanding that life is complex. And there's no black and white. And by appreciating complexity, they become more tolerant. And tolerance leads to hope. I ride with these kids once a week, every Tuesday. Here's a picture I took last Tuesday, less than a week ago. And I ride with them tomorrow also. In every round of these rides, I always end up standing in one of these incredible locations, taking this incredible landscape around me, and I feel blessed and fortunate that I'm alive, and that I sense every fiber in my aching body. And I feel blessed and fortunate that 15 years ago, I had the courage to resign my tenured position at NYU and return to my home country, where I can do this incredible ride with this group of troubled kids coming from Ethiopia and Morocco and Russia. And I feel blessed and fortunate that every week, every Tuesday, and actually every Friday also, I can once again celebrate in the marrow of my bones the very essence of living in Israel on the edge. Thank you.
Life is not black and white, 不是非黑即白的，很多事情有些事情我们是可以通过努力去争取的，但是有些事情是 out of our hands, 我们无法左右的。就像有些孩子可能刚刚从监狱当中出来，他们会认为我受到的这些挫折是因为你们给我的歧视。 You have problems with my history. But actually, if you think about it, if you cannot find job, that's not only happening to you. 如果这些孩子找不着工作的话，他们会觉得是社会当中别人对他们另眼相看。但是反过来你去想想，刚刚毕业的大学生也有那么多人没有找到工作。It's not because of your history, it's because this situation, work are hard to find. You have to work hard.To get things that you deserved. 所以说其实帮助他们摆正一个心态真的很重要，这不光需要政府的努力，不光需要社会团体、社会组织、义工组织的对他们的帮扶教育，还希望我们每个人用一个更宽容的心态去理解他们，因为他们真的急需融入到这个社会当中，只是说我们是否给他们这样一个机会。今天的内容就是这些，大家如果有问题提给我们，或者有经验和我们分享，欢迎通过新浪微博和微信跟我们联系。节目的微博是大学生英语在线，@我们私信我们都可以。节目的微信号是 question of the day, 没有空格，欢迎大家语音提问。
Yes.
微博当中也可以找到我和雷老师，我是米歇尔，米饭的米，歇的歇，耳朵的耳。
I am a 雷事件，
嗯，
雷锋的雷，士兵的士，建设的建。
我们明天见。下一期大学生英语在线将为您带来雅思口语话题，接下来是私房拷贝 Home Video, 主持人何杰将为您带来电影雨果第二部分。
pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play your video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you, everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you, tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two. Only with living is somebody who's loving you. Baby, now you do. The old stars living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in a big arm, thinking I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun. Playing video. It's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built. Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on.